ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the fallout from the coronavirus is continuing to spread globally, with a growing number of airlines announcing that they're suspending their flights to and from China, where the outbreak of the potentially deadly virus began. And the World Health Organization has confirmed in recent hours that it will be holding another emergency meeting to consider whether this epidemic now constitutes a global emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the chief of the World Health Organization, and he made that announcement after returning from China.
Considering the last few days progress of the virus, especially in some countries, and especially the human-to-human transmission in three countries, worries us. If this gets into a country with weaker system, then that could be problematic.
Now, this comes as the Australian government is planning to evacuate its citizens, as well as New Zealanders and Pacific Island citizens, from the Chinese city of Wuhan, which is, of course, the epicentre of this outbreak and where it began. But the details are still limited, and it is not clear when or if the Pacific Island University students who are in the city might actually be able to leave. That is because Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that infants and the elderly will be prioritised, and a condition of the evacuation will be a two-week-long quarantine period at an immigration centre on the remote Christmas Island, which is off Australia's west coast. But the government in Canberra is still waiting on permission from Beijing before this repatriation can even begin. Now, the coronavirus has so far infected nearly 6,000 people globally and killed around 130. Our Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark has more details on all of this. Melissa, tell us more about the Australian government's evacuation plan.
Well, after considering what to do about the hundreds of Australians stuck in Hubei province, the Australian government has decided it will try to repatriate its citizens, as well as New Zealanders and Pacific Islanders. The total numbers are unclear, but we know Australia has around 600 citizens in the province who have sought either assistance or advice from Australian consular officials. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there are far fewer New Zealanders and didn't specify how many Pacific Islanders or from which countries, but did vow to help the Pacific family.
This operation we'll be doing in partnership with the New Zealand government. I spoke again to Prime Minister Ardern today. I spoke to her last night. So this is very much an ANZAC operation, and we will be working closely with them. And also we will seek to work with other of the Pacific family in our region where possible to provide what support we can.
That is Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison. So, Melissa, do we know how this repatriation will work?
It's still in the planning phase, so a lot of the details are unclear. Australia is still seeking permission for planes to arrive in and depart from Wuhan, as China has restricted movement in and out of the province. Officials in Beijing outlined a process for diplomats to seek exemptions to that travel ban on Monday, and Australia began that process yesterday. Other countries have already done this, others are seeking to, so it's not clear how long it will take for Australia to get approval now. Presuming permission is granted, there will be flights operated by Qantas through a process known as assisted repatriation. Essentially, that means that those being repatriated will have to pay some of the costs of the return flight. It's not a humanitarian operation of the Australian Defence Force. But the Australian government is warning that it may not happen, or it may be a stop-start process. There may be limits to the number of people that it can actually bring back to Australia.
All right. And presuming the repatriation does go ahead, though, then what will happen and when?
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has outlined the priorities. His approach will be last in, first out. That is, short-term visitors will be prioritised for return over people living in Wuhan. There'll also be priority for the very young, that is, infants, and the very old, as well as the vulnerable and isolated, which basically means people who do not have family or personal connections that could support them while they're in China. A condition of getting help to leave will be a mandatory mandatory quarantine period, which will see everyone taken to Australia's immigration centre on Christmas Island, which is northwest of Australia, and held there for up to 2 weeks. There'll be a specialist Australian medical team on Christmas Island to manage the health of everyone returning. And only after that quarantine period will those people be allowed to return home. As for when, well, other countries' repatriation flights are already happening, but it could be days or potentially longer. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne simply says they're working hard to make it happen.
I think we must be prepared to be patient as this process is undertaken. Australia is not the only country seeking diplomatic support and clearances for these activities. We will do that through our post in Beijing and also working with the local authorities in Wuhan through the consular team that will arrive there imminently from Shanghai.